In Chevra, we all know that Yaakov Avinu, he prepared in three different ways to meet up with Esav. We all know this. And he prepared by davening, and he prepared by sending appeasement presents, Daron, and he prepared for Melchama, he prepared for war. He split up the Bachana. It's very interesting, the Rashi in Perek Lamebeis, Pasuk Tes, on the words, Vahaya Machana Anisha Lefleta, where he went and split up the Machana preparing for war. So Rashi says, Hiskin atmo l'shlosha dvarim. He prepared himself in three ways. L'doron, l'tfila, u'l'melchama. He sent presents to Esav. He davened. And he prepared for war. Have you ever seen this Rashi? Have you ever knows this Rashi? You ever think of the following question? If you read the Pesukim, the order is completely the opposite. Yes, he prepared in these three ways. But the first one, and Rashi's on the first one, is Vahaya Hamachana Anisha Lefleta, which was preparing for war. Then the next pasuk, Vayomer Yaakov Elokei Avi Avram Elokei Avi Yitzchak, then he davens. And then Rashi quotes finally, Vataver HaMincha Alpanov, which is the final in the Psukim of giving the presents to Esav. So the order of the actual Psukim is war, tefillah, presence, yet Rashi switches it around, l'daron, l'tfila, mochama, to presence, tfila, and war. Why did Rashi reverse the order? And it's so clear in Rashi, because he actually quotes the Pesukim, which is completely out of order. Why would Rashi do that? So I saw it brought down in the Sefer Imre Yosef, the Eilev Spinka. He says a tremendous yesod, Chevron. I want you to hear this. He says, for a normal person, when we fight against the Yetzirah, we have to take a three-prong attack. First of all, we have to learn how to give appeasement to the Yetzirah. What does appeasement mean to the Yetzirah? Yetzirah, as we spoke about earlier, it tries to get us to be involved in all the temptations of the world, the physicality of the world, the materialism of the world, worldly nature. The emes is Hashem put our neshama in our guf, and we have a natural inclination and desire for all of this. Even though, as we spoke about earlier, it's one big facade and it's meaningless and empty. But we desire it and we want it and it's strong. And the emes is some of that we actually need. We need food to live, we need clothing, we need shelter, we need. That's the way Hashem put us in a physical world. And therefore, first and foremost, we have to appease the Yetzirah. And not try to live a life of abstinence, which ultimately will fail, and to fast merubalo to fasta, but be in the physical world, just learn how to elevate. I mean, mekadesh tuchol. Eat and enjoy, but make beautiful brachas before and after. Have nice clothing, but like a mensch, and dress like a mensch, and dressed in a modest, nice way. Learn how to elevate and mikadesh the chol. Live in the world of chol, but elevate the chol. That's the daron to the Yitzhar, the appeasement to the Yitzhar. I'm going to be part of this, but in the way that a yid should be part of it. Then, of course, after doing that, don't think you're finished. The Yitzhar has lots of tactics. I better daven. As Gemara says in Kedushin, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not by my side, I have no chance against the Yetzirah. No chance. It's a Beferish Gemara in Kedushin. Kedushin Daf Lamed of a Beis, if I'm not mistaken. Right around there, all the Gemara is about the Yetzirah, Rasa the Torah Tavlin. So I got a daven. I need Hashem by my side to defeat the Yetzirah. And finally, I have to go to war. I have to be ready to fight hard. We have to fight the urges and fight the desires and fight the temptations and fight the immorality of the culture that we live in and sometimes in our own homes. So we've got to fight. And therefore the order of Rashi is that order because that's the order that a normal yid and you and I must take upon ourselves. We first must appease, realizing Without it, we're going to be lost. With the daven, and finally, don't forget to fight hard. The psukim is Yaakov Avinu. Rashi is teaching us for all generations how to defeat the Yetzara. But the psukim were Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is mamish teferis. Yaakov Avinu is on a different level. Yaakov Avinu, first and foremost, I'm fighting the Yetzara. I want no part in the Yetzara. I'm going to put my all in to defeat it. I don't need to take earlier steps. I'm ready to fight the Yetzara. First, vayamachin initial ifleta, I'm going to war. Once I go to war, of course, I realize I always need Hashem by my side and I daven. And if all else fails, I'll learn to send presents and appease on some level the Yetzara if I need to on a very big b'dievet finally. So the psukim was a Yaakov Avinu. Rashi is giving Eitzah to us. But what that means to each and every one of us, Chevra, and that's why the order is different. We have to remember, regardless of the order, I don't want to focus on the order, it's just a beautiful Taichin, the Psukim connected Rashi. But these are, regardless what order we take, and wherever we think we're holding, we have to take this three-prong attack to defeat the Yetzar. The Yetzar is very strong. The Yetzar is always Mechadish B'chol Yom, that same Gemara says. Every day, new tactics. Every day, new ways. Look at the world we live in, and technology is changing, and the temptations and the influences of society is constantly getting at us. So I must be on top of my game. On top of my game means, first of all, I learn to be involved in the physical, but I'm Mekadish it all. And think about how I could be Mekadish it. And don't just fall to its clutches and do impulsively, but think about what I'm doing and how I could elevate it, Biktusha. Second of all, I have to daven. You know, we daven. I daven for Parnasa, and I daven for Shidduch, and I daven for those who are sick. One of the we daven to defeat the Eitz HaHara. We have to daven. We need the Eitz HaHara. We need to have Hashem by our side. Let's daven to defeat the Eitz HaHara. And finally, let's be real and honest. Don't just let it be, I learn and I daven and I do chesed, so naturally I'll probably fight, I'll defeat the Eitz HaHara. No. We got to fight the Eitz HaHara. And if he comes our way and it's late at night and he's getting it, go against him, fight him, believe in yourself. You can fight. Go to war. Go to war on the Yetzirah. And then we'll defeat the Yetzirah like Yaakov defeated the Sashal Esav. And b'zoicha to be Yisrael, who Yaakov, Li Rosh, I have all the clarity in the world. And b'zoicha, not just that, but more gula, gula shleimo, m'shiach z'keinu, b'mheir b'yameinu. I'm shabahelik a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Shabbos Kodesh, 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 I'm gonna go to the hospital.